welcome to the All Things Overlanding podcast. My name is Fletch, and I'll be your host. Are you ready for some great overlanding content? Then let's get into it. Hey everybody, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here. On today's episode of the podcast slash vlog, I'm going to be interviewing a guy named Dustin Campbell, who works for a company called Ozark Mountain Adventure Vans. They are one of the big sponsors at More Expo this year. I'm sure they're going to bring some awesome custom vans and things like that, but we'll learn a little bit more when we talk to Dustin here in a second. So basically at Ozark Mountain Adventure Vans, they build, you guessed it, custom adventure vans, right? And the cool thing is that they do some really unique stuff. So again, we're going to talk to Dustin here in a second. We're going to learn more about that. Before we dive straight into it, though, I did just want to really briefly touch on my featured partners. More Expo is one of those featured partners. So thanks to Chris and everybody over at More, and can't wait for, a month from now to get out there and see everything in person. Overland Attic. An awesome online store and in-person store in Missouri for anything to do with overlanding. And he will be at More Expo as well. So definitely look for him when you're out there. Last US Bag. Again, I'm pretty sure that Will from Last US Bag is going to be at More too. So that'll be exciting. And of course, I'll be, there with all my Last US Bag stuff. But they make awesome overlanding bags, so check them out in the description down below. And then last but not least, Northology Adventures. She also will be at More here coming in a month or so, and can't wait to see her again. So she has an awesome free online digital overlanding magazine. So if you click through that link down in the description below, you can get signed up for that totally free, and check that thing out because it's beautiful. So without further ado, let's dive into the interview with Dustin.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Our mother company is the Springfield Coach Group, which has been doing limousines for, well, the longevity of the company is over 50 years. Wow. And so as far as the guy who started it, Springfield Coach Group or Limoland has been around for 41 years. And about 15 years ago, it was bought by this father-son team, and they're big drag racers. That's cool. So like we drag race everything. I mean, it's like the funnest environment. Like it's, the owners like hardly ever tell anybody no. It's like, hey, I want to build an adventure van. Okay. Hey, sure. Like I've got this BB gun and I want to go shoot a guy in the body shop. Like, oh, okay. Like we've had people ride motorcycles naked through the shop. We've had Nerf wars. It's like all the fun that you see on the TV shows, but it's like none of it's staged. It's like you just never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, shops are cool places. I didn't work in one that was like automotive, but I worked in one where we made like aluminum like guardrails and stuff. But it's a bunch of dudes, right, with a bunch of tools, basically. So like when I first got my Xterra. Yeah, like I go in there and I'm like, hey, I have this awning, but the exterior's roof rack's really weird. What can we do? And they're like, come over here. And they're like cutting up aluminum and just being idiots. And it was a lot of fun. But like that, having that ability, like to walk out there and talk to someone, be like, I need a thing, but I don't know how to do it, but I have some ideas. What can we do? Is cool.
Yeah. So. And so that's the greatest thing is, so our facility is like 100,000 square feet. It's massive. And at any time we have anywhere from 20 to 70 employees in there. Most all of them have 10 to 15 years experience in like car customization, limousines, buses, motorhomes, airplanes, it's just you name it. And so we are always thinking, I mean, it's a big copycat industry, but we're always trying to think out of the box, like how can we do this differently? And so, the ideas are creative. They don't, they don't all, as the director of product development, they don't all leave my desk and go into production.
Right.
The owners are really good. Gary, the CEO of the company, he just like, he has this like superhuman power to understand what is or isn't good. It's like 90% of the time, like we have, like we hit the 90% in the middle. So we have like 5% that fucking sucks. And then we have like 5% that like just goes over the top. Like right now with the adventure, like we can't keep up. Like we didn't expect this. But he, you know, like car colors, interior colors, car design, like this is like just a guy from Missouri, or he's from Florida originally, that just has a passion for cars. And then his son, just like, this guy is like the most smart, naturally smart, like car salesman. Like he has this strange charisma about him, like on a work basis. Like I really want to hate his guts, but he's also like my best friend, you know?
Yeah.
And so I try to tell people, like, you know, he's like the little brother I never wanted. But G3 Gary Spaniak Jr. is the CEO, and then G3 Gary Spaniak the third, we call him G3. He's his son, and he runs the sales department. And G3 and I mean, we lock horns a lot, but we at the end, I mean, him and I can get in like a screaming match, right? And 5 minutes later, be eating lunch, you know. But we just really work off each other's ideas and energy, you know. I'll hear him saying something to a customer and I'll be like, oh fuck, like I should use that saying, you know? And then, or he'll like shout from his office, like, hey, I like what you said there, I'm going to use that. Okay. And then, you know, the next thing you know, I'm like, hey, you're stupid. And he's like, no, you're stupid. And you know, then the mama jokes come in, and you know, so the whole dynamic there is like super, super family oriented. Nobody gets fired for being upset or, right, you know, telling people how they feel. I mean, you know, there's nothing new to hear somebody say, like, you know, you can go fuck yourself. And, but you know, like, it's not something like a lot of people say, but you know, when it happens, it's like, even the owners are like, I get it, he's upset, you know, let's find a way to work through this. They're never like, they're not too corporate to be like, you know what, you don't need to talk to me that way, you're fired.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's good. That's the worst, is when it's like, you have to walk on eggshells, or you feel like you can't even voice your opinion. Or I've had a million jobs like that, right? They're, most of them are like that. So that's cool that it's.
And that's the family dynamic. Like I'll go down to Big Gary's office and, you know, I'll bitch and moan and cry like a little baby about not getting my way. And he'll kind of be like, go to your room and cry about it and talk to me later, you know? And then he comes down later, like the dad, you know, he kind of like, all right, you know, crosses his arms, let's talk about this, you know, and we come to this resolution, and I feel like it's a made for TV special, and then everything's good again. And they've let me really run away with a lot of my ideas, cool, you know? And so I can't say that, you know, I know too many places that will let basically like a random stranger come to work there and be like, man, this guy's got a lot of ideas. Like, let's just try them, you know? Yeah. So
that's sweet. So are you, before we even start though, are you like into overlanding it all yourself, or is this literally you guys got drug into this?
No, not really. I mean, I didn't get drug into it. Into overlanding, that's kind of a dynamic question.
Sure.
So when I lived out west, I was invited to go to Moab, Utah. I lived out west. I'm from Illinois. I have some friends that go to Moab every year. They do rock crawler shit. And so they said, hey, you're not terribly far from Utah. Like, we're going to go out there and crawl. We'd love to see you. And so I went out there. The rock crawler stuff was super cool. But I've been a family man since I was in the military. So since I was like 18. And so I was like, hey, this is great, but you know, I need something to incorporate my family. So, it started out as like, I really like to just like go in the middle of nowhere and camp. And that's basically what overlanding is.
right.
And being in the military for, you know, several years, being in the army, like it just like, hey, it's like being in the army without people shooting at you. And, so the problem I had with overlanding is, I'm a family man. I have four children. It's expensive.
Yeah.
And so I've always been really interested in it. I actually have a 1994 GMC Yukon that it was actually my late father-in-law's. He owned it from the time it had like 20 miles on it.
Wow.
And, when he passed away, it was sold at an auction, and I bought it back. And so it's like, it's not like, you know, it's not decked out overland. I don't have a lift on it. It's got bigger tires and stuff. And I have the back set up to where I can kind of camp inside it. I just recently I had it repainted and things like that. So So yeah, I've always loved the overlanding industry. I can't support a $200,000 build. but I like the fact that a lot of overland stuff is like very like Lego, like bolt on, you know,
yeah.
Like it's stuff like very simple directions, you know, rooftop tents are super easy to put on and things like that. So when I got to Springfield Coach Group, it was like my first week there. And I was like, hey, you guys should build like these badass, like off-road sprinters. Cause they had been converting like 150 to 200 sprinters a year for like 10 years before I got there. And so at the time they're like, hey, that's a really great idea. But let's not like reinvent the wheel, like limos and CEO cars, or, you know, we're selling to a lot of like celebrities and high-end people. Let's table this. And so I was like, fuck, okay. And then COVID-19 happened and the limo industry just like tanked, like the transport, like, cause most of our clients in the limo industry, they don't buy a car. They buy like 10 cars. They're like people like you rent limos from for weddings and proms and stuff like that. So when COVID hit, it just like stopped it.
Yeah.
And so we had already kind of started doing hearses and those were doing pretty well. And I had designed a car for like a cadaver removal vehicle for COVID, like a COVID proof car. But that just wasn't like enough to support the company.
Right.
And so a lot of us internally in the company since COVID had bought like pull behind campers because we couldn't fly anywhere. We couldn't go to resorts. Trips were canceled. It's like the owners have a motor home and then the purchaser bought like a brand new camper. And my wife and I, we actually bought a cabin and a camper. And so one day I was like, they were just getting ready to do this big layoff. And I was like, hey, I've got an idea.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? I was like, do you remember this, you know, camper van thing? And they're like, yeah. And I said, well, let me do some research. So I started calling around and found out like the whole outdoor recreation as a whole, like not just like overlanding, but like the whole let's go outside. It like rose by like, it was like an astronomical amount. I don't know, like 300% or something.
Yeah.
And so I went back to the owners and said, you know, we should try adventure vans again. And so I sent them, I literally sent them the same email. I just resent the same email I sent like 2 years prior. Right. And then they were kind of like, and then one day, all of a sudden, it was like the best idea. So they're like, hey, figure out how to do this. So I, the owner, you know, obviously being cautious because, you know, nothing's moving out our door and we're trying to keep everybody employed, was like, sell a van and we'll build it. Well, it's pretty difficult to sell something you don't own. And so I started doing my research, figuring out what people charge. And I'm like, holy shit. Like people charge $170,000, not counting the van. Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
So I went to the owner and I'm like, I just showed him a design. And I said, what would we charge to do this with the van? He's like, I don't know, like 140, 150. And I'm like, we've just killed our competition. Like 5 year, 50,000 mile warranty, turnaround time, 12 weeks at $150,000 to include the van. We've had some growing pains with that end. We've hired a really great film crew, Giddens Visuals, to come in and do some really great filming for us.
That's cool.
And you know, Chris with the Moore Expo, I mean, we kind of came in really last minute. We do have a van that we're building. I'm currently in Facebook jail, so I can't put teasers on there.
Yes, I'm pissing you out, man.
Yeah. No, so I make fun of everybody on my personal Facebook. Like nobody is, I'm not safe. Like my wife's not safe. Like nobody's safe. So I'm on a 30-day suspension, but we have a build that we're putting out that we're building just for the show. Yeah. And so we're going to have it there. You know, it is a Mercedes, it is a 144, it's 4-wheel drive, but we're just putting like little kind of teasers out there. It'll be there. It'll be for sale at the show. We'll also take orders for the show. And then we'll have one of our RVs, which is a 3500 2-wheel drive dually. And then we'll have one of our Sprinter limos so people can see what our finish out is for like what we do with celebrity cars and high-end cars. It kind of just shows our finish and fit. And then we have like a really super secret build that we're doing now. We're not talking about, we're not showing any pictures that we're going to kind of try to unveil in the beer garden.
That's cool. So I heard about really the beer garden. I was excited.
Yeah, the bad part is I have to work.
So yeah.
I'm probably, if there's any way I'm going to get fired from Springfield Coach Group, it's going to be this show probably. Yeah. So when you see me streaking through the hallway,
I'm going to be recording a lot of video at this thing. So if you're going to do that, just give me a heads up.
Absolutely. So we do have a special build that we're going to kind of unveil that will kind of be middle ground. But at the end of the day, our roots go back to, we are all really a family oriented company. Yeah. And we know that, even $149,000 is a lot for people. Yeah. These are emotional purchases. So it's not like a limo where this is like, oh, fuck it, I'm just going to write this off of my taxes.
Right.
This is like, I'm spending the money. Yeah. So we try to take care of our customers. We try to give a good warranty, and we just want to give everybody a really good price. Yeah. And so I know that some people are like, oh, you're just too cheap, I'm scared of this. And I'm like, I want to sell 50 of these a year. I want to build 5 of these a month. I don't want to build one every 6 months. So
yeah, right.
That's kind of where we're at.
How does that work? And this is just me out of curiosity. I sold cars when I was a younger man, but how does financing work on that? You just finance, would a buyer finance the van and have to pay cash, or do you guys offer financing, or you finance the whole thing, or how's that work?
So there's two ways to go about it. You always have the option to bring us the van. So the problem is if you go out today and you buy a Sprinter and you have to finance it and you bring it to me, the first thing is the minute you buy it, you're on the hook for the money.
Yeah.
Secondly is you can't finance more money against a vehicle you have money on. So if you're not a cash buyer, that's not advantageous to you. We do provide chassis with the full conversion. We do offer financing. We work with several finance companies.
Nice.
So the best thing is we've also paired with Artemis Overland. I don't know if you guys met him on the show.
I know Aaron. So,
Aaron's a great dude. And so if you wanted to buy a Sprinter from me and you fly to our facility, and you're like, oh, I don't know what rooftop 10 I want, I don't know this, we'll take you down to Artemis and we'll let you pick out whatever you want. Yeah. Aaron will put it on a bill and we'll roll it all into your financing. And so you can get camp chairs, you can get, you can get sleeping bags, rooftop tents, roof racks, any of that bug out gear that you want from Aaron, we can put that all in your financing.
That's good for everybody.
but the best part is if you can get all that, then we deliver your car turnkey.
Yeah.
Like you put food in the fridge and drive away. You don't have to get on eBay or Amazon or whatever. Yeah. And Aaron gives us really great pricing. We deliver that price directly to the customer.
Nice.
So we don't upcharge anything. From a business point of view, I don't give a shit where your money comes from, but sometimes it has a financial advantage to buy the stuff through us.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. Cause I was just thinking, I was I'm not rich, but I'm not poor necessarily, but I'm $150,000, if I had to come up with it in different chunks, right? You'd have to do a home equity loan and I'm thinking of it from a monetary standpoint.
We have vans that are $150,000 is our most expensive van right now. The sky's the limit, right? But we have vans right now that are $112,000.
Yeah.
And then I have people and they say well, what if I, you'll hear my kids screaming upstairs. I'm sorry.
I hear stuff.
Mine should be going to bed. I can hear that. What was I going to say? We have people that call and it's like, well, I'm going to provide my own van.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. And they're like, how much does that take off the price? I'm like $50,000. And they're like, well, I just paid $68,000 for my van. I'm like, you're right. I would pay $50,000 for the same van. I don't upcharge for the van. You pay what I pay.
Yeah.
So if you call me and you say hey, I want a van, what do you have? I'll send you the options in the sheet. I send you the sheet from Mercedes that shows exactly what they charge me. You pay me for the upfit. And when it comes to things like rooftop tents, if you want a Roof Nest XL, it's not smart and it's not advantageous for me to upcharge that to you.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, hey man, you can buy your own rooftop tent. I can source it, whatever. This is what I found it for. Again, you just pay for it to be put on.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. I'm thinking back now because, I have an Xterra and the roof rack is round aluminum, which is a fucking nightmare because nothing attaches to it. And then the crossbars are like this. They're like ovals and they're probably like 3 inches wide and round.
Yeah.
So like I literally just listening to you talk about that, I'm like, what I had to do is I spent like $100 on Unistrut and I built my own roof rack, which I then attached to my roof rack. And then I put my rooftop tent on that. So that
Put
the bars off for my awning. But like, that's my page is very much like DIY, like, you know, everyday Joe kind of stuff. Like
absolutely.
That's my demographic. That's
kind of the thing that like, so I had networked with a few guys when we first started planning this because I didn't know anything, you know. I mean, I knew I liked them and I knew I wanted to be a part of this community, but I didn't know how. And so, you know, we tell people we'll put anything, you know, if you want a $3,000 Webasto heater, yeah, I'll put it in, but sure, I can buy a Chinese off brand for like $300.
Yeah.
And so we had this guy consulting with us, you know, and he was like kind of a tell all know all. And, we had two customers, they're very, very first two customers. And, you know, they were like, well, we want this roof rack. And I'm like, okay, well, that roof rack's $4,500. And they're like, is there any alternative? And I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, I can build one in a house at a square, aluminum tubing, and it will make it much easier to attach things to and things like that. Like, how much? $1,400.
Yeah, right.
They're like, do it. So this guy messages and he's like, what, I can't remember the word he used, you're monetizing adventure vans and this and this and this. And
yes,
you know, and I'm like, so he got mad because I didn't put an isotherm fridge in one. And I said, like, think about it this way. An isotherm fridge is $1,200 to $2,000.
Jesus.
You want to boondock in the middle of Nevada and that fridge breaks. Where are you gonna get it? With most of my fridges, unless you ask for a different one, you can throw the fucker out in a dumpster and go to Home Depot or Lowe's or Best Buy and buy another one.
Yeah.
And put it in. I mean, I designed the vans to be extremely user friendly.
Yeah.
And so, and I shouldn't say I designed them because I designed them to be very expensive. Gary, the owner, designed them to be user friendly and affordable. So, so like at first we were like kind of really scared. G3 and I were really scared about the square racks. We were like, we don't like them. Well, we just put a simple poll out on Facebook and we had like 300 people like, do you guys sell the rack separately? Can I buy one?
Yeah, I bet.
Like, oh shit. Yeah, absolutely. So we ran with it and it makes it so much easier to put rooftop tents on to do. We do wood decks on the roof so people can sit up there and watch the sunset. It makes it easier to attach that. It makes it easier to frame around the Max Air vents and the Dometic air conditioners. It eases us. So it saves the customer not only money on the rack itself, but it saves them a ton in labor.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because, like, of course there are a million ways, and that's what I say this all the time on my channel, is like, you could go out and buy like really expensive, really nice stuff, and that's makes sense in certain instances, right? Like, it's better to spend a little more, like the bags, right? That Last US Bags that I mentioned, like, their stuff is like super high quality, made in America. Like, I beat them up. I put my pots and pans in it. I take all my utensils in the big bag that I got from them, and I've used it for like 6-8 months now and just beat it up, and it's perfect still. And I probably could have, and it's like $100 bag to buy it on their website. And I probably could have bought like a $40 Chinese made bag, but it would be destroyed by now, you know? And like, but on certain things, right? You can't, like the heaters, right? Like, why not? I mean, glow plugs are going to go bad. Like, things are going to go wrong with these things, whether they're like top of the line or bottom of
right,
the line.
Right. Right. And they're all manufactured by the same place.
Yeah. I mean, they're coming out of the same factory. It's just the name on it. Right. So like, there are certain things that I try and be cheap on because then I can buy more stuff. Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and there's other places in the van that we don't skip out on. We have, for example, most of our competitors are using Formica. They're using Luon. Wow. They're using basically countertop, like particle board type countertops. Mm-hmm. We don't do, all of our stuff is hardwood. It's nice. Either AB grade plywood or it's poplar or it's cedar or whatever. Even the vinyl that we put in the cars, we use what they call an Elante vinyl, which comes from a company called Miami Corp. It's some of the best vinyl you can buy. It's super stretchy, super resistant, can be clean, UV resistant. So, you know, but when it comes to the geek out stuff, it's like a roof rack is a roof rack. It's going to hold your stuff, you know. But then when it comes to the interior of the van, like our framing, you see these guys and bless their heart, you know, they're doing their thing the best they know how, but they're like, framing the entire van out in wood. Wow. Well, when you get T-boned by a pickup truck,
yeah,
you know, and your kids are in there,
oh yeah,
that's all coming apart. So with one of the things that we won't skimp on is stuff like that. Like, we are approved by the National Highway Safety Transportation Association. We're approved by DOT. We're approved by the National Transportation Safety Board. And in order to keep those approvals, we have to build, we don't, I guess we don't have to, but we prefer to build our vans, our adventure vans, the same, in the same manner we build our limos. And that means that we try to have a great finish and fit, but safety, safety, safety. Yeah. So if something were to happen in an incident where the van was in an accident, we want everything to stay in place the best it can. I can't guarantee that a cabinet door is not going to come open when you hit a bump or whatever, but you know, it's all about safety. Our seats, you know, as much as I want to use Scapima seats, they're not approved in the US. Hmm. So, you know, there's companies out there that are going to Canada and picking them up and they look great. And I'm so fucking jealous, but I can't with an open mind use those seats and think that I'm putting my customers in danger. And their children. Most people don't want a back seat with seatbelts is because they want to take their kids.
Yeah.
And so that's just, you know, until Scopima can get some pull tests and some crash testing done here in the States. And I wish I could reach out to them in France. We would probably pay for that. I mean, yeah. if they would allow us, we would pay for the research to have it done because their seats are so impressive. But we just, you know, we just don't want to cut shortcuts that way.
Did you go to the first more? I didn't ask you that.
I didn't. You know, we'll be at the show. We'll obviously have the beer garden. We'll have a DJ out there. Beer will not be free. If you buy a van, I'll buy your drinks all weekend.
There you go.
But at our main tent, well, one of our booths, maybe both of them, we'll be giving away some really cool camp mugs that have our logo on them. We'll be giving away some really great coffee. We got our own line of coffee by Copper Canyon Coffee Roasters. They'll be out there too. Sean is like a local guy. He's really into the Overland community. He's really into racing. Sean and I are close buddies, so you know, him and I kind of put our heads together. We might even be, we haven't decided yet, but we might be maybe even serving some of his cold brew at one of our one of his nitro brews. So we're hoping that the adventure van really takes off and we can have like a merch store where we can sell, you know, like we can get with bag companies and Aaron and really provide their stuff. But but right now we're just having fun with it. And you know, the whole deal was to keep our people employed and to help, you know, the American people just stay outside. I think this overlanding thing and this growth of outdoorsiness has really brought that wholesome family fun that we've been missing forever. I mean, if you're a parent and because of COVID, you're letting your kid hide in his bedroom and play GTA or whatever, and look up Chatterbait, you're doing the wrong thing. You know, like get their ass outside, take them out and fish. You'd be surprised at how much more fun it is to catch a real fish or catch one with an Oculus, you know?
Right.
So, but I think it's one of the things in, you know, kind of dark and certain times that has been a shining light for families to really come back together.
Yeah, no, I think you're 100% right. That's my kids. I've forced them into camping. I mean, my kids are 8 and about to be 11. So they're a little older now, but they've always liked it. The funny thing is they were in Cub Scouts for a while and like, we'd go to the Cub Scout campouts and they're like, Dad, this is a field. Like we're sitting in a field. We can't have a fire and we can't collect firewood and we can't do anything fun. Like, can't you beat the bones? What are we doing? Because they grew up like in National Forest doing like dispersed camping.
Right, right.
That's what I wanted them to have, because like I grew up in Southern Indiana and it was like, we lived in the woods. Like that's just where we lived. And it was like a neighborhood with houses every few hundred feet, but like, there were like 4 kids and we would just hike out into the woods a mile and find a quarry and like set up a tent and go camping for a night. So
yeah, same thing. I grew up in a town of 300 people in the middle of Illinois, surrounded by cornfields. And you know, when you're a kid, you're taught cornfields are very dangerous because you get lost in them. So when there was any timber ground or forest, we were out there building forts and camping out and, you know, doing things and scared the shit out of each other. And you know, I've got 4 kids. My oldest is 17, like 17 year old girl. Totally doesn't want to camp. We go to our cabin. We take her to our cabin. We don't have any internet or cell phone service. She just loves it. Just
that's awesome.
Catches lizards, catches snakes, does whatever.
Yeah.
And then I've got a 15 year old stepdaughter who is kind of embracing the outdoorsiness. Nice. A little more than in the past. And then my 15 year old son, I mean, all that kid cares about is building hot rods and going fishing.
That's awesome.
And then I've got a 2-year old named Henry that, surprise, you know,
I was gonna say that's a big range there.
Immediately called the VA for a mastectomy. Like, my wife's pregnant, help me. But so I'm pretty fortunate. My wife is kind of a country girl. So we do live in the city, but I mean, you know, she embraces the outdoorsiness. She loves to kayak and fish and go on the boat and things like that. So, I'm glad that I get to share, that hobby with my family, incorporate my work into it, and then share kind of all that with my customers.
Is there anything that you want to see at more, like partners or something that you want to call out that you know?
Man, no, I mean, you know, I'm so new to this. I don't know who I want to see. One of the biggest things, so we do a lot of shows in the limo and funeral industry. So yeah. I love going to shows because it gives people a feel. It gives me a feel for the people that I'm working with, but it also gives people a feel for me. I'm kind of a love me or hate me type guy, but I love just making friends and building relationships. And because we're so new at this, I'm really looking forward to seeing some of these vendors and networking. And, you know, we have, you know, through Chris, we've had a lot of great vendors call us and talk to us. And I'm really looking forward to hanging out with those guys and seeing how we can enhance their business platform, their portfolio, and how they can enhance our portfolio. Again, I at this point, I'm not real big on saying like, come to me to buy this,
right?
But I am about saying like, go to that guy to buy this so I can put it on your van. So, you know, I want to build more business relationships and expand my capabilities to give our customers. So, it's in our backyard, so it's not like I'm traveling anywhere to party, you know, but hopefully, you know, these people that are visiting, you know, they can get a taste of what Springfield, Missouri has to offer. And you know, there is a lot of overland opportunities here. So we're really excited about getting into this, you know, and showing people what we're made of. We have tentatively talked about maybe at one time, you know, having an open house at Limo Land. Yeah. I mean, we kind of talked about, like, oh, we should have like a more overland party, you know, for everybody, but we do have proprietary things that go on in our shop. And it's not like, you know, it's not like life or death, but at the same time, you know, if there's somebody there that's like, hey, I'm really interested, you know, in your guys' process, I want to buy a van. We love having people to the shop. We love showing people how incredibly down to earth we are. I mean, if you come to my shop at 11:30, you're going to walk into a family looking dining table.
Nice.
With everybody in the plant eating. And the first thing the owner's going to say is, hey, welcome. You want some food?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, 9 times out of 10, people are like, no, thank you. But I mean, you know, we are such a wholesome, I wouldn't say we're wholesome. We're pretty rotten. but we are such a family oriented, loving group of people that, you know, we're the customers that are good to us. We're really good to them. You know, I've seen the owners in the limo industry, as far as that goes, like warranty stuff that is years out of warranty. Yeah. I've seen them go above and beyond to help customers. I've seen them give financial advice. Gary and G3 have been in the financial industry forever. And I've seen them be on the phone with a customer that we're not even selling to, like a customer that's not even like a customer of ours, like just a person. Saying like, well, let's look at, you know, they'll offer to look at your financials. They'll offer to help your business. Our CFO, she's an amazing accountant. You know, I've seen her help people set up 501(c)s. I've seen her help people do people's tax, like pro bono, just to help them, especially during COVID. You know, so it's just really heartwarming and overwhelming. You know, again, the world can be a dark place. Springfield Coach Group is a shining light. I'm a very rough, cantankerous person. I love to have fun. I love to just wear it on my sleeve. I just tell it how it is.
Yeah.
So we're really looking forward to like being able, while people are here, to say like, hey, if you're here on Monday, come in Monday and we'll show you the, but the 20th to the 25th, I'm going to Puerto Rico. So my phone's going to be off. Like, like I don't golf. I'm just going to like get hammered on the beach every day.
That's what I would.
I just, you know, it's been rough. So, you know, it's been a wild year and it's time for vacation. So, you know, I urge everybody to call me between the time of the show and the 20th or leave me a voicemail. Funny story. I can't guarantee it's going to happen. I may have probably the most unknown, most famous overlanding van at the show.
Okay.
So today, I went to view some celebrity cars that this gentleman once restored. He actually has Frank Sinatra's original Chevy camper van.
Wow.
And it was owned by Frank Sinatra and John Wayne.
Wow.
And if you just Google Frank Sinatra camper van or whatever, I think it's Frank Sinatra camper van, you can find it. It's this yellow crazy van. It actually has a wood-burning stove inside of it.
That's cool.
And Frank Sinatra loaned it to a friend, and he took it to Alaska and actually lived in it.
Wow.
And so it is for sale, but and then he's got the Land Cruiser from the comedy Land of the Lost.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping I can work a deal with him. He typically, you know, this is kind of how he does his living. He takes these celebrity cars to shows, but he wants me to do some restoration. So I'm hoping I can do some trading and get his cars there for people to see. But, you know, it'd just be kind of cool because a lot of people don't understand that Frank Sinatra liked to go out and camp in his van just like everybody else does, you know. So it'd be kind of cool to have the DJ playing some old Blue Eyes, you know, with that. With that, and hopefully not the recurring song from Land of the Lost, but but so we're looking forward to having a lot of fun and you know, inviting people into the Ozarks and just, you know, building relationships and hoping selling a shit ton of vans, you know.
All right, guys. So that was the interview with Dustin. Again, cannot wait to meet him in person when I'm out at Moore. Can't wait to see what they bring. It sounds like they're going to have some really cool stuff. So super excited to see all that. Can't wait for the beer garden, right? Like that's going to be pretty sweet. So bring some money with you though. It's not free, but they'll have some awesome stuff that you can sample while you're there. So I'm definitely going to check out some of those beers. And then as he mentioned too, Sean from Copper Canyon Coffee folks, definitely check them out as well. I'll put a link in the description down below. So if you don't already have your tickets for more, definitely click through that link down below. Get your tickets. Come out and see Dustin. Come out and see, you know, Overland Attic, Last US Bags. See everybody. Come and see everybody, right? Come see me. Check out the description down below for links to Facebook, Instagram, the podcast, or if you're on the podcast listening to YouTube, feel free to subscribe wherever you'd like. I'd love to have you guys in the comments. But thanks again for watching. Thanks for checking this out. And I hope you guys are excited as I am to see more OMAV when we get out to More Expo. All right, so have a good one, and we'll talk to you soon.